With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Debbie is drawing a bead on the Gulf Coast of Florida. National Hurricane Center's Richard Hodge.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before the center makes landfall.
In Northern California, David Acuna, Battalion Chief for Communications at CAL FIRE, explains why dry lightning can be an issue for the crews fighting the park fire.
Dry lightning is a phenomenon that occurs when thunderstorms pass over, but rain does not hit the ground. With the state of our fuels, which is that we have layers and layers of dead fuel identified as grass and brush, mostly from the last 2 years of having more than usual wet winters and springs.
Also at SRNnews.com, Akash Kagul of Americans for Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network, Donald Trump wants to push for a tax plan that will protect the American working family.
It raised the standard deduction, it cut individual rates. There were a number of other reforms. Now, you and I will get into what's expiring, what's permanent, what can be done there. But we've heard some overtures from some Republicans that say, oh, we want to raise the corporate tax rate. We want to raise taxes on the wealthy. President Trump is not messing around with that at all. He wants another corporate tax cut.
The former president headlined a huge rally yesterday in Atlanta, along with his running mate, J.D. Vance. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an unexpected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Massive anti-government demonstrations across Bangladesh, protesters calling for the prime minister to resign. This is SRN News. A ministry is working to free Christian slaves in Pakistan.
Christians and other religious minorities are among the many workers employed in Pakistan's brick-producing industry, and they often work as bonded laborers. Workers are frequently denied the right to practice their religion. Christian Solidarity International is working to free brick kiln workers from debt bondage. Last year, CSI was able to repay the debts of 30 families and provide them with the means to become financially independent. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The TWR Christian Broadcasting Ministry is providing Special Olympics coverage to Arabic-speaking audiences. During the Paris Games, TWR is providing a daily broadcast that captures the essence of sportsmanship and showcases God's work through sports. The special media coverage also will feature testimonies from Christian athletes. The ministry says the goal is to convey a message of hope and encouragement. This is SRN News. A surprise stock sale that has caught a lot of people off guard. Many are quite shocked, in fact. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with more details.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF Railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.